Boston College experienced a spike in cases of COVID-19 in the past week, prompting alarm and calls for increased testing among officials in both Newton and Boston. BC students say they understand the concern and many share it, as WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
Morgan Finnegan and her friends are back in Chestnut Hill for their junior year at BC. They're catching up at favorite restaurants or outdoors. If they visit each other's dorm rooms, they wear masks, per university policy. One of Finnegan's roommates did just that. Then she tested positive and went into isolation. 7 hours later, Finnegan and her two other roommates were told to quarantine. They're still there. It's day 12.
It's like we're fish in a fishbowl looking at the ocean. Like, we want to be able to be out in the world, and there's no way to.
Finnegan says she and her roommates received little guidance about how to get food, dispose of trash, or handle fire drills during their first 3 or 4 days inside. It's no fun. And yet Finnegan is more than willing to spend more time indoors if she has to. On Saturday, she published a petition asking administrators to implement another 2-week quarantine for the entire campus.
If it means that we get to protect like our fellow students and the community around BC, then I think we'd be able to put up with it.
BC conducted about 420 tests per day in the past week. That's compared to thousands of tests each day of students and staff at bigger peer institutions like Northeastern and BU. Finnegan wants BC's leadership to test more. So does Ruth Ann Fuller, mayor of Newton, which is home to part of BC's campus. This weekend, Fuller said she's gravely concerned about the outbreak at BC, with 67 new cases in just the past week. BC spokesman Jack Dunn acknowledged on Radio Boston Monday that the university isn't conducting as many tests as similar institutions. But he also argued that a narrower strategy can work.
It's not a function of volume. It's a function of targeting individuals who may have been exposed, bringing them in immediately, quarantining them, and isolating them if they're positive.
Meanwhile, if neighbors are becoming concerned, some students at BC say they get it.
I sympathize with them totally.
That's Josh Fording, another junior at BC. He comes from Tuscaloosa, home of the University of Alabama, which saw thousands of students test positive for COVID-19 within days of reopening. Like Finnegan, Fording wants to stress he and his friends are taking the virus seriously. He makes short trips, in a mask, from dorm to dining hall to class and back again. He, too, would welcome more testing. And despite all that, this fall semester feels terribly fragile.
It's hard to go from seeing how quickly things can spiral out of control at Alabama to coming here, and you feel like this has all the makings of a somewhat similar scenario.
BC officials say that after an uptick, the campus's positive test rate has declined again. If they aren't yet planning to bump up testing dramatically, they say they're prepared to do so in the weeks ahead, if the health of the student body should take another turn for the worse. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.